Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday, the 7th of September 2024. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Spain, 1003, expected France, 1006 by 1800 Saturday. Low England, 1009, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra, 40s. Easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in south at Sierra and 40s. Fog banks later in 40s. Good, becoming moderate to very poor in 40s. Cromarty, variable 2 to 4, fog banks becoming extensive fog later, occasional drizzle, moderate to very poor. Forth Tyne, variable 2 to 4, fog banks developing, becoming extensive fog later, moderate to very poor, occasionally good at first. Dogger, east or northeast 3 to 5, showers, fog banks later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Fisher, German Bite, east 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Fisher, showers in German Bite, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, thundery showers, fog patches developing in West Humber, moderate or good, occasionally poor, becoming very poor at times in West Humber. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, north or northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time, showers, thundery and far south, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, thundery in Fitzroy, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, variable becoming west or northwest later, 2 to 4, rain or showers, thundery in Lundy, fog patches in West Fastnet. Good, occasionally poor, but very poor in West Fastnet. Irish Sea, northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southeast Malin. Occasional drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5 in northwest and later also southeast. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Fair Isle, variable 2 to 4, fog banks becoming extensive fog later, poor or very poor, occasionally good at first. Faroes, variable becoming southwest later in west, 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, fog patches in east. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300 on the 6th of September. Tyree Automatic, northeast by north, 2, 6 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Stornoway, north by west, 4, recent fog, 1.5 miles, 1,018, steady. Lerwick, south, 2, fog, 6 miles, 1,019, now rising. Wick Automatic, southwest, 2, fog, 100 metres, 1,018, falling slowly. Aberdeen, north, 1, fog, 100 metres, 1,018, falling slowly. Lucas, northeast by east, 3, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,017, falling slowly. Boomer, north by west, 3, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. Bridlington, north by east, 3, 1,012, now falling. Sandady Light Vessel Automatic, south-southeast, 3, 11 miles, 1,011. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast, 1, 1,010, now rising. Jersey, northeast by east, 4, 16 miles, 1,009, steady. Scilly Automatic, Northeast 3, recent rain 12 miles, 1,010, now falling. Milford Haven, west 3, heavy rain 2 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Aberporth, southeast 2, mist 2 miles, 1,010, now rising. Valley, northeast 4, 6 miles, 1,010, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northeast 2, mist 3 miles, 1,012, rising more slowly. Valentia, northeast by east 1, mist 4 miles, 1,012, now falling. Ronald's Way, northeast by north 3, 6 miles, 1,012, rising slowly. Malinhead, northeast by north 1, 5 miles, 1,015, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southeast by south 2, 14 miles, 1,014, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Friday the 6th of September. The general situation: a slow-moving complex low over the Bay of Biscay will push rain and thundery showers across the southern waters during the next couple of days, before it moves north over southern England on Sunday. Meanwhile, further north, fog will affect the northeast of England and north and east of Scotland. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable, mainly southeast, 4 or less. Drizzle, fog banks, becoming extensive fog. Poor or very poor, occasionally good at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northeasterly, 2 to 4. Fog patches developing, becoming extensive fog later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, becoming poor or very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northeast 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, then fog patches, rain, drizzle and fog banks developing later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor, becoming poor or very poor later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or northeast 2 to 4, showers, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 3 or 4 for a time. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable, becoming north or northeast, backing west or northwest later, 2 to 4. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head, the Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 4 or less, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Isle of Man, northeast 3 or 4, soon decreasing east or northeast 3 or less, backing north or northeast later, fair, good. Lock Foyle to Carlingford Lock, northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north or northwest later, fog patches later in far north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in far north. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, fog patches in northwest, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in northwest. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, drizzle and fog banks, moderate to very poor, occasionally good in southeast. And Shetland Isles, south or southeast 2 to 4, drizzle and extensive fog in west and later elsewhere, good but poor, or very poor in West and later elsewhere. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, it's always wonderful to hear what the shipping forecast means to you. Captain Greg Talowski writes, he says, I've been going to sea in the Merchant Navy since 1984 and first heard the shipping forecast via shortwave somewhere in the South China Sea in 1985. Trying to explain the excitement, he says, of hearing voices from London at sea on a portable radio decades prior to the internet. Now that I no longer spend 6 months a year on board a ship and away from home, I turn to the ships at the end of my day to soothe and relax me. Although we live by the sea in San Francisco for decades, this chapter of our lives brought us up to the mountains of Nevada in a little village called Virginia City. And from here, thanks to the internet, I listen to the beautiful rhythm of the day's final ships and memories of my time in all the waters mentioned in peaceful remembrance. Although so much has changed since the world first listening on shortwave, thankfully ships remains the same. Simple, effective, efficient, necessary, and very loved indeed. Thank you, Greg. Nice to hear from you. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. From all of us here, if you have been, thanks for listening. Good night. Ihoa.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello and Namaste. I'm Divina Gupta and this is Business Matters on the BBC World Service. Coming up on the show, we are tracking Boeing's Space Shuttle Starliner, which is heading home but without its astronauts. We also take a look at its troubled mission and how it's impacting the space race. And a disappointing jobs report of the world's largest economy has investors worried. We crunch those numbers and tell you all about it. Also, a fight to save South African postal services, which are on the brink of a collapse.
We have about 31% of the South African population that lives in rural areas. And that's where the strength of the post office is in terms of our social infrastructure.
That's Business Matters here on the BBC. But first, the latest news.
Hello, I'm Chris Barrow with the BBC News. The United Nations has called for a full investigation into the death of an American-Turkish dual citizen in the occupied West Bank. Eyewitnesses and Palestinian officials say Israeli soldiers shot Aishanor Ezgi Egi in the head as she took part in a weekly protest against the expansion of Jewish settlements in the town of Beita. A fellow activist, Jonathan Pollock, was one of the witnesses.
Unfortunately, the only unusual thing about today is that the victim was an American citizen. 17 people were shot dead by the Israeli army since 2021, only in the village of Beita during demonstrations, some of them children. The reason we do not hear about them and we hear about her is that she's an American citizen.
The Israeli military has admitted firing at a demonstrator and said it was looking into the incident. The New York judge overseeing Donald Trump's criminal hush money case has delayed sentencing until 3 weeks after November's US presidential elections. Justice Juan M. Merchan said the decision had been made to avoid any appearance of seeking to impact the vote. Welcoming the decision, Mr. Trump said the case should be dismissed altogether.
They did nothing wrong. It's a witch hunt. It's an attack by my political opponents in Washington, D.C., and comrade Kamala Harris and radical left opponents for purposes of election interference. That's all that was. And it's a case that should have never been brought.
In May, Mr. Trump was found guilty by a jury of falsifying records to cover up hush money paid to a porn star before the 2016 presidential election. The lifelong Republican and former Vice President of the United States, Dick Cheney, has announced that he'll support the Democratic candidate Kamala Harris in November's election. In a statement, Mr. Cheney declared that in the country's nearly 250-year history,